Well, good morning. 9:49 a.m. Saturday, April the 25th, 2020. Yeah, I didn't walk yesterday. I sat down at the computer. By the time I looked up again, it was like 2 in the afternoon. Hadn't had breakfast, hadn't had lunch. Didn't walk. So, yeah, the rebuilding process is not a straight line. I talked about rebuilding foundations yesterday. And the thing about ADHD is that it's difficult to beat. It's difficult to get back into submission once it's out of control. And it is out of control. Walking helps, but it's not a panacea. It doesn't fix it. It doesn't stop it. It just dulls it a little bit. So the more I walk, the better I am. Yesterday was a red day all around. I didn't write, didn't walk. I think I started playing yesterday about 5:30 in the morning and stopped around 1 a.m. It was not a good night's sleep. I slept on the couch, which is normally comfortable, but the cat decided that I had to pat him all night. If I stopped patting him, he'd claw my arm. So eventually I got off the couch and went to my recliner in the living room, and that worked out pretty well. But yeah, I've got a little bit of bobblehead going. My nose is running. I've been to the grocery store this morning. I had to go get prescriptions filled. I picked up a few luxury goods. I picked up a couple boxes of cookies and spare hamburger. I've got a ham bone I've got to do something with today. I think I'm going to make mac and cheese this afternoon, which is a long-ass project. And it makes a terrible mess in the kitchen. The good news is that I get to clean up most of the mess while the mac and cheese is baking. So the after dinner cleanup is a lot less. The before dinner cleanup is pretty bad. It is a beautiful morning, I will say that. And it's only supposed to get hotter as the day goes along. The days go along. It's supposed to be like in the 90s next week. yeah, that's not normal. What are we doing here? What are we talking about? I've been thinking about the Wizard's Butler in addition to thinking about Ishmael's new story. I think I know what the storyline is going to be. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to unfold. I'm not exactly sure. I've got one significant plot hole that I have to deal with. And one that I have sort of turned a blind eye to all this time and did a lot of hand-waving him over it. And I'm going to need to address it face head-on. But trying to think of something to do with the Wizard's Butler. Trying to think of something to do with Shackelford House. And so far what I got is... So far what I got is the Wizard Yogi. And I'm not sure I've got enough background to do it justice. I need to have somebody with a crisis of faith that the... I think the Grove can restore. The Grove is the next logical plot point. And then... The other plot point is Barbara. Barbara Coffin. And it's... I can bring Barbara to Shackelford House. I've got a rationale for bringing Barbara back to Shackelford House, and what she's going to do in the city. I've got a pretty good ensemble cast to pull from. I got the running buddy. I've got Sam Bickers. Bicker. I've got Vinny. Without more staff, there's no reason to bring in a cook. So that is the problem. Without more people living in the house, there's no reason to bring in a cook. Now, it could be that they push ahead with the yoga studio. And they bring in a cook to cook for the studio, to cook for the students who are going to stay there. So that's a possibility. I'm trying to think of the second or third most obvious thing. The first most obvious thing is the cook. But it's the most obvious thing. So what would we do instead? Or how do I subvert the most obvious thing into being something unique, something quite different than, okay, we're going to bring in a non-talented cook. And she's going to have to get used to having pixies in her flower. Okay, maybe. Do I lose Thomas as a point? Thomas. Do I lose Roger as a point of view character? I'm not happy with that. I would really like to have Roger be the point of view character. So that we then bring in a magical cook and have Roger come to grips with dealing with a magical cook, which is a little bit easier, a little less obvious, only marginally, but a little. Coming up on a get ready, stay with me. I'm post. There's the bad guy in the wing, Bruno Otello. No, Otello Bruna. A bottle tree. So there's a bad guy I can call on. So I don't. My brain is spinning in. It's like on spin cycle. Everything's just going around and around and around and around and around. I can't focus on a damn thing. Which is tedious. I'm having a hard time even focusing on the walk here this morning. I'm coming up on the place where I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I am reading Blaze, Krista D. Ball, first book in an epic war fantasy. You know, I like a lot of stuff that Krista D. Ball writes, and this is written really well. I'm just not sure I like the story that much. It's her best-selling story. It's her best-selling book. It's her best-selling series. And I think I liked Traitor, Collaborator better. So there's that. What else have I read? I don't know, I've been quite a few days on Blaze. I need a new reading jam. I need a new inspiration piece. I need something. I'm not exactly sure what. I need to get back into getting up in the morning and playing For the Words for a couple of hours is what I need to do. Then I can do whatever I want for the rest of the day. I gotta get at least one of these books moving a little more toward completion. I don't have a cover artist yet for Dark Knight Station. And I haven't even got a second draft on it yet. It's not even something I can send out to beta readers. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll do my second draft of Dark Knight Station. No. Stop. The goal for the year. I have to remember the goal for the year. 366 days times 2 is 732. words. And I've fallen off the horse. After 6 months, I've fallen off the horse. But it's only 3 months into the year. 4 months into the year. My therapist would say, well, how do you reframe that as a positive? And it's like, I wrote every goddamn day for 6 months in a row. I hit that goal every day for 6 months in a row, which is why my ADHD has now said, hey, dude, fuck you. Pardon me the F-bomb. But that's what's going on. So celebrate. I hit that goal 180 days in a row. Can I hit it another 180 days in a row? Possibly. I've got enough words in the bank just for this year. How many words have I written this year? I have it written down somewhere. So at the end of March, the end of April, it would be 4 months. Times 30, that's 120,000. I need 120,000 words. Is that right? Can't be right. Rough numbers, 120,000. I could probably take a month off. I'll have to go look and see. The thing of this is that I have to stop. Now, while there is a daily goal, while I am counting words. Somebody sent me an email about how I count words and don't pay attention to the quality, which is complete bullshit. But it's a common misconception. The thing about the new words, the thing about the words going on the page is that they're not the last words. They're not the words that end up in the final draft. They're not the last words in the story. They're not the final draft. They're not the words that will be published necessarily. Some of them will be. A lot of those, almost all the those, well, at least half of the those, quite a few I, a whole bunch of said and asked, those words will be used again and again and again. They're not going away. But particularly in Dark Knight, there may be whole chapters that just go away. I don't know. Let's see how it works out. Good morning. I am coming up to the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.